Grace, greetings, and welcome to the Deeper Daily Podcast for January 26th. 1 Corinthians 15, 56. The sting of death is sin, and the strength of sin is the law. Now, let's go backwards. I want to work on the strength of sin is the law, and I want to use Paul. He's the author of 1 Corinthians. He's writing this entire context that we're reading about resurrection, about death, about the law. So let's use some of his other writings. Go to Romans 3:20. Same writer, Paul. Therefore, by the deeds of the law, no flesh will be justified in his sight, for by the law is the knowledge of sin. Now, that is a verse that leads to the transition point of the book of Romans. The law gives knowledge of sin, and then the next verse, now righteousness of God apart from the law is revealed. So Paul is showing that the law can serve a purpose, which is to give people the knowledge of sin. I had someone say to me recently, I came into the faith, they were a new convert, they said, I come into the faith and I needed the law. He said, because I didn't know what was right and wrong, honestly. And they said, I needed to understand that. And then the grave clothes began to come off that I didn't even know I had. And I thought it was an interesting perspective. It reminds me of what Paul tells Timothy, that the law is not for the righteous man, but for the ungodly and the sinner. What's that mean? Well, the righteous man has the Holy Spirit as his parameter to show him how to live. The law would just put him back under performance. The ungodly man, the sinner, doesn't walk in the presence of the Spirit. So the law works to show him the parameter. The law is thus the law gives him knowledge of his sin. And that's what Paul is saying in Romans 3:20. By the law is the knowledge of sin. Now go to Romans 4. And of course you could do an exhaustive work and talk in context and just verse. That's not what we're trying to do in this situation. We're trying to take some of Paul's statements about the law and help flesh out what he just said in 1 Corinthians 15. So you go to Romans 4:15. The law brings about wrath, for where there is no law, there is no transgression. Let's put these two together. The law teaches you what sin is. Where there is no law, there's no transgression. What in the world does that mean? Well, we wouldn't understand the transgression without the law. The transgression wouldn't legally be in effect without the law. And then go to Romans 7:8. Where Paul says this, sin taking opportunity by the commandment produced in me all manner of evil desire, for apart from the law, sin was dead. So if you take these three with the 1 Corinthians 15, all same author, Paul, you're building a case in which the law teaches you what sin looks like. The law makes the punishment of that sin legal. And if you could remove the law, you would remove the strength of the sin that the law is condemning. And that's a culminating argument in 1 Corinthians 15, 56. The sting of death is sin, the strength of sin is the law. Let's put that in context. What is it that Paul has been teaching the Corinthians they will be delivered from? Death. You're going to have an incorruptible inheritance. You're going to put on an immortality. And you're going to swallow up everything else. Namely, you're going to swallow up death. And as I said yesterday, isn't it possible that the death being swallowed up is the death attached to the wrong mountain? And Paul uses Isaiah 25. And when you go to Isaiah 25, you get a prophecy of God working from a mountain, removing people's veils, and taking death away. What death? Maybe It's the 1 Corinthians 15:56 death because it's in the same context. The sting of death is sin. The strength of sin is the law. So what's he taking away? He's taking away the death attached to the performance of the law. At least that's how I see it. Taking away the death attached to the performance of the law, he's removing the strength of sin by removing the law. I think 1 Corinthians 15 is prophetic to the Corinthian church of a moment when the old system is going to pass away like a trumpet blast. And Hebrews tells his audience that that moment was passing away before their very eyes. And Jesus told his audience that that stuff would happen in their generation. And I think you're living on the other side of the strength and power of the law. 57, but thanks be to God, who gives us the victory through our Lord Jesus Christ. Paul's talking before the removal of the Mosaic system, the victory he needs, he's still looking forward to. He's looking forward to when that system has passed away. And he says, in the meantime, we're going to have to walk our victory out in what Jesus has done for us. Therefore, my beloved brethren, be steadfast, immovable, always abounding in the work of the Lord, knowing that your labor is not in vain. So therefore, in light of the fact that he's going to do this great thing in removing this from us, let's walk this victory out in the Lord Jesus now. Don't give up. Let's be steadfast. Let's be immovable. Let's always abound in our work. Our work's not in vain. Great things are coming. What an encouraging close. We'll pick up 16 tomorrow. See you then. God bless.